Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, when Mary was taken body and soul into heaven. And this feast, while relatively new on the Roman calendar, in fact, some of you may have been alive on November 1st, 1950, when Pope Pius XII declared it an official feast, it celebrates something that's been believed by Christians for centuries. In fact, we have record of it being celebrated as early as the 5th century. And by the Middle Ages, there was even a set day, August 15th, to celebrate the Feast of the Assumption. And this feast is important because it reminds us that we have a mother in heaven. Today, I'm fortunate enough to have my mother here in church, as well as my father. And with no respect or disrespect to you, Dad, The role of a mother is a special, special role. Mothers are the ones who nourish their children, who take care of them, especially when they're young. But mothers are also fierce warriors as well. They protect and they defend their children. So often we tend to forget this. We tend to give that role to the father. Last week, I was visiting a family in the parish, and they have a robin's nest on their front porch, and they've got three baby robins in the nest. And the family was telling me that they weren't able to water the plants on their porch anymore because the mother robin gets so defensive and comes swooping down at them like one of Alfred Hitchcock's birds. So often that credit, like I said, is given to the father as being the defender. But let's not forget that mothers can be equally defensive, if not more so, of their children. And Mary, who is the mother of the church, was taken body and soul into heaven. She's not just a spirit up in heaven, but her whole being resides in heaven, body and soul. And friends, this is great news for us. We have a mother in heaven. And the mother of God, the mother of the Son of God, is our mother in heaven. She's the one looking over the church, nourishing it, just as she nourished Christ. And she protects the church, just as she protected Christ in her womb. The Assumption of Mary and her subsequent crowning as the Queen of Heaven speaks to us about the human condition. Pope Benedict XVI stated that by her assumption to heaven, we learn that not only can God enter into creation through the incarnation, but that human beings can be raised into the heavenly life with God. And at the core of this revelation is the understanding that God is not in competition with his creation. God is not in competition with us. He's not our rival. As I often point out in my homilies, this notion of a God who is not in competition with creation wasn't always understood. If you look back to ancient societies like Rome and Greece, well, the gods were constantly in competition with humanity. They were constantly manipulating humanity for their own purposes. And even today, despite having received the gospel of love, the good news that God is love, I think we often revert back to this view of God being a competitive clause within his creation. We see this mentality all the time when people try to barter with God, saying, I'll do this for you, God, if you do something for me. I'll go to church if you cure my relative. Or I'll give you half of my money if you help me to win the lottery. We often think of God in terms of a tit-for-tat relationship. But this is a poor understanding of God because it makes God petty like ourselves. It makes God seem as if he's a creature who competes with other creatures over limited resources. So now let's listen to the words of the gospel. Today we hear Mary, our mother in heaven, the one who's looking to nourish us and protect us. And she says, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And with no disrespect to the USCCB who put this translation of the gospel together, it's a rather sloppy translation. The more accurate translation of both the Greek and the Latin text is something like, my soul magnifies the Lord. And that's why we call this prayer of Mary's the Magnificat. Mary's soul magnifies the Lord. She wants God's presence in the world to be magnified through her. You see, Mary wasn't afraid that God would become a rival to her. She didn't fear that if God were magnified, that she would somehow diminish. She wasn't worried that God's greatness might encroach on her freedom. Friends, this is where we need to learn from our mother. Because so often, we see the opposite attitude in our society. We become afraid that if God's presence is made known, if it's magnified, then we'll lose our freedom. And so what do? We relegate God to special places. Oh, you can mention God as long as you want in church, but don't you dare mention him at school. Your workplace probably doesn't discriminate against religion when hiring, but don't you dare bring that religion into the office. You see, we're afraid. We're afraid of God because he might encroach upon our freedom. He might ask us to live a certain way, to behave a certain way. He may give us hard teachings on moral issues, such as the acquisition of wealth, or the use of power, or the use of our sexuality. And we all know that we don't want anyone interfering with our freedom in those areas. But friends, what happens when we remove God from our lives? We don't become free, do we? No. We become slaves. We lose the divine dignity, the splendor that comes from being made in the image and likeness of God. And instead, we become byproducts of a sterile evolutionary process, objects that can be used to sell Old Spice or web hosting services. Or worse, as recent history has shown us, more people have been killed in the name of removing God from the public sphere than in any other name. You see, our mother Mary knows better. She knows that God's presence doesn't limit our freedom. No, when God's presence is intensified, his greatness is also intensified. And when his greatness is made known in the world, our greatness is also made known. Our life is not oppressed by God's presence, but raised up and expanded. When God is magnified, human beings are no longer simply objects that can be destroyed at will. We are creatures that have an inherent dignity, being made in the image and likeness of God. When God is magnified, we're no longer objects to be used to sell material goods. Instead, we're instruments of God's grace. We make God's love known to the whole world by recognizing each individual as having been made in the image and likeness of God. And we become fully alive, which according to Saint Irenaeus, is the glory of God. Friends, the greatness of humanity is only known when God's greatness is made known. With Mary, we too must stand and magnify God's presence. We must not drift away from God or compartmentalize God. We need to make God present in the world. And we begin this process by making sure that God's presence is made great in our own lives. Mary's soul magnified the Lord, and she did so perfectly, and thus she was assumed body and soul into heaven. How can your soul magnify the Lord so that one day you too will be body and soul in heaven with our God?